ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. Today, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, being Ekadasi, instead of reading, I will describe some pastimes of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada always said, Vrindavan is my home. And then Mumbai is my office. Mayapur is my worshipping place. Right? Once Srila Prabhupada was telling Guru Krupa Maharaj, actually many times I told this, Srila Prabhupada wanted to settle down in Los Angeles, Dwarkadish temple, and translate Bhagavatam and Ramayana, Mahabharata and all that. So he set up all the deity standards, how to run the temple. He trained Tamal Krishna Maharaj and other devotees. You can switch off the fan. So, but there were some of his disciples. They have planned against Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was very upset. So he wanted to leave America and come back to India. Then he was praying to Rukmini Dwarkadish that, my dear Lord, I wanted to settle down here and translate Bhagavatam and all. Why are you kicking me out from here? But Rukmini Dwarkadish told me, why are you bothered about this? I will give you a 100 times, 1,000,000 times better temple than this in Vrindavan. Go there. So I didn't want to go, come back, Prabhupada was saying, but rather Rukmini Dwarkadish kicked me out. So he was telling on his last days, what do you think, Brahmananda? Don't you think this is 100 times better temple than Los Angeles, Dwarkadish temple? I said, yeah, Prabhupada. But Prabhupada had to struggle a lot for building a Vrindavan temple. So, there was one devotee who was very close to... who was very young at that time, he is from UK, and his name was Gunarnav Prabhu. So he was narrating very many wonderful pastimes, how he helped Prabhupada building Vrindavan temple. So this is Prabhupada wanted everything very fast. He was describing how Prabhupada had two features. One was soft like a rose. Another was hard like thunderbolt. So many times we see videos and all, Prabhupada would come across as a rose, smiling and laughing, very kind and merciful and all that. But he had another feature, he was like a thunderbolt, as hard as like thunderbolt. So Prabhupada was not like thunderbolt to every disciple. He has chosen some disciples who can absorb the strokes of thunderbolt. Right? So one way to deal with Prabhupada was never give any excuses. If he would tell you to execute some mission or give you instruction to do something, you have to do it, come what may. If you keep giving excuses, he will become more and more angry. So one thing was that, be a fool in front of the spiritual master. So if somebody would come and say, Prabhupada, I failed you, I could not execute your order, please forgive me, then Prabhupada would cool down, it seems. But if you keep giving excuses, he would become more and more angry, and he would chastise more and more. So one day when Srila Prabhupada was in England, he sent a message through Dhananjay Prabhu that call Gunarnava. And then another devotee, Smarahari. So he said, I heard you have some experience in construction. Yes, Prabhupada, sort of. But he was just 22 years old. You go to Vrindavan and help me build Krishna Balaram temple. So Gunanda Prabhu had a shock. Said, I have very little experience in constructing. How am I going to do it? Don't worry, Krishna will employ you. Like that. So then another devotee, Smarahari Prabhu, also he said, he was a little funny guy, it seems. You had some experience? Yes, Prabhupada, I do little bit of drawings and all. Okay, Krishna will employ you also, you go. So he came, they came, and the situation was, then Prabhupada instructed him, live like a Goswami in Vrindavan. Right? So initially, then later on Prabhupada came to Vrindavan. Then Gunanda Prabhu, he had an altercation with, they are very passionate people. So he had a fight with some local Vrajavasi or somebody, and then it was a big mess. Srila Prabhupada said, now all of you perform austerity. You are all eating very nice prasad, very passionate. So eat very less and very sattvic prasad. Then the diet was little chivda, poha, and maybe sometimes milk mixed with milk, sometimes gud. And for afternoon, little watery dal, right? Watery dal, and two, three dry chapatis, and maybe buttermilk. So, for 2 months, this was going on, it seems. So, meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada was giving Bhaktirasam Sindhu Nectar of Devotion lectures in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple. It is very famous. Lot of pastimes around that Leela. So, actually, Prabhupada lifted that book, said Bhaktirasam Sindhu. Everybody should read this book, all ISKCON devotees. It should be a handbook for all the devotees. How to live in the temple, how to execute devotional service. One should read again and again, Prabhupada instructed, Bhaktirasama Sindhu. So all the devotees are performing austerities, eating watery dal, like that. So, many devotees, they would line up Lohi Bazaar, sweet shops, with all saffron clad brahmacharis, nicely shaven headed, eat very nice sweets and gobble up lassis in the streets of Vrindavan. So once Prabhupada was walking by, when he saw all these saffron clad brahmacharis eating sweets and drinking lassi, Prabhupada said, you don't find Krishna loitering in Lohi Bazaar. Then Gunanda Prabhu laughed loudly. Then Prabhupada looked at him and understood what it meant, like that. So at that time, then all the devotees, Prabhupada told them, I don't want to see you again, you know, eating sweets, you know, on the streets. Because Prabhupada said, what everybody will think, you know, of ISKCON devotees lining up and drinking lassi and all like that. So later on, all of them, they stopped doing that. Then there was, you know, competition between Mayapur and Vrindavan. Who will build the temple faster? So at the time, Gargamuni Prabhu, Prabhupada used to call him Gargamani. So he was expert in collecting Lakshmi and all. So Gunanand Prabhu was saying that it is no way, you know, we can compete with Gargamuni like that. So Gargamuni Prabhu brought a motorbike, Royal Enfield motorbike. So Prabhupada always used to say, you know, motorbike. So he told, don't get it off, you know, why you want a motorbike? Like that. So this he did not, that time there were no mobile phones and all. So this he did not know, Gunanand Prabhu did not know. He went and purchased a motorbike because, you know, it was very, very difficult to get permission. At the time, you know, cement used to be sold in quota system, like that. So he had, Prabhupada called cement as golden dust, you know, golden dust. So Prabhupada was, he purchased a motorbike because he had to go frequently to Govardhan, Mathura for getting permissions and all that stuff. So he was very, he did not know. Then he was very, because every time Prabhupada would come from Delhi by taxi, he would go up to Chettigarh or somewhere, and then he would see car coming, then he would immediately come back and alert the devotees so that they can, you know, arrange a very nice kirtan party for welcoming Srila Prabhupada, like that. And then, so that time, then he saw the car, red ambassador car that we are talking about in HOD meeting, right? So Prabhupada was coming, and then motorbike did not start. And somehow or other they started the motorbike. By the time Prabhupada went ahead, then he was driving very fast, that is early in the morning. And then Prabhupada saw, he asked Samal, who is this? Then Prabhupada is Gunanava, he got a motorbike. Oh, he got a motorbike. Then Gunanava Prabhu was thinking, waiting. Now time has come when the Prabhupada would call him and give him, you know, bashing. Like that he was waiting, you know, with bated breath. Then after some time the call came. So he was ready to take, you know, thunderbolt shots from Prabhupada. So he was mentally prepared. He came. Then Prabhupada, you know, Acharya, you can't, you know, guess how he is going to behave. You know, they won't learn that. Prabhupada smiled, oh, Gunanava, come, welcome. My God. But calm before the storm or what? Like that. He said, see, one of our devotee, my God brother, is there. Please go and pick him up. I said, oh, I think Prabhupada, motorbike bashing is for the next round. Then Prabhupada asked him, you can pick him up on the bike. Oh, then he said, oh, that means Prabhupada was approving. Like that. So, but Prabhupada is raining. Maybe I can pick him up in the rickshaw only. So then he got that, you know, he got approval from Prabhupada. So he understood that Prabhupada knew that how important it is for him to go to Mathura all the time and, you know, get the permission and all. So you never know, you know. That is a, he was saying that you can't just say, you know, Prabhupada said this. Say, for everything there is a context. You just can't, generalize, now this is it. Right? For anything to follow, we should follow Prabhupada books more, you know, like that. So later on, the construction has to start, the design has to be done. So Prabhupada was also was living in a hut there in the near Vrindavan, near Krishna Balaram or that site, and some devotees were standing also. They were living in a hut. So Prabhupada would wear a gamcha and he would collect water from the well or something. Then he would sit on a plank and then he would take bath on the gamcha, you know, like that. So all these foreigners, for them it is all new, you know. They were accustomed to, you know, running, you know, all these, you know, bathtub, you know, showers and all that stuff. So they also, but seeing Prabhupada, they also learnt. So wearing a gamcha and taking bath. Once Bhurijan Prabhu was mentioning that they had given him a job of taking photographs of Prabhupada all the time. So he was a professional, you know, so he was carrying camera all the time and taking photographs of Prabhupada. So when he reached New Vrindavan, so he was given a camera, you know, he take pictures of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was going for morning oblutions with a lota in the fields. Now opened, there exists open defecation, whatever, you know, they are Buddhas, you know. Prabhupada said this is the best thing. If they read Prabhupada, you know, they will say like that. Then he came running. Burjan Prabhu did not know what it is, where he is going. Right? So Prabhupada, I was appointed as official photographer. I have to take your photographs. Prabhupada said, not now. You know? Then somebody explained where Prabhupada is going. Like that. So meanwhile, Surabhi Prabhu came. Surabhi Prabhu came. Then Gunanand Prabhu was saying, we are became so close, like a Siamese twins. Right? Then he was a Dutch man and then very systematic and, you know, very disciplined person. It seems. So then we took out the pencils and all. So Prabhupada was pushing, make a design, make a design. So Gunanand Prabhu was observing Surabhi Prabhu. Then he took a pencil and he took a chart and he started drawing. For 3 hours he was designing the temple, drawing. Then not even once he used an eraser, it seems. He just drew the design and then he gave it to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, as soon as he saw the design, Prabhupada's eyes became very wide and the smile broke out. Then he said, yes. So he just done it in 3 hours. Then most of the temple was, you know, actually built according to the design with little modifications. Then Prabhupada was very, very particular because he told Guru Kripa Maharaj that Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta sent me, my Guru Maharaj sent me to America to start the this Krishna consciousness movement. That is his program. I fulfilled it. Now my program is build temples in Vrindavan, in India, and make whole India Krishna conscious. Right, so please help me. He was asking Guru Kripa Maharaj. So like that, Prabhupada was hands-on in India. So they were saying in America and all, he had given freedom, but in India, every single paisa, they had to give him an account. So Prabhupada was because at that time only, Pagal Baba ashram was also being built, and that man, he was very influential. He used his political clout and then got all the quota. Yeah? Got all the quota for Pagal Ashram. That is called Pagal Ashram, now they call it. Pagal Baba. So Prabhupada was very upset and then he went to DM, district magistrate. Then he preached to him. Then he made him a devotee. Then he got some quota for Vrindavan Temple also. Then lorries and lorries are coming. Prabhupada said, each and every cement bag you have to count. So, Prabhupada said, no, we have to count. So all these people, they were actually carrying the cement bags on their backs, and in the gunny bags it will leak, then they are fully covered with the golden dust, cement. And Gunanand Prabhu would stand there from morning 6 o'clock. He was standing there counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then Prabhupada also was observing. Then by the time he counted, it was 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening. You know, because so many lorries brought 1600 cement bags. And then Gunanand Prabhu was... So he was also became like a cement worker, full of dust, all the. So he went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yeah, how many? Then he said, many times I got wrong, but this time I got right, 1600, because Prabhupada also was, observing. So he was also mentally counting. Yes, very good. Then Prabhupada was conversing with some sannyasis. Prabhupada told Gunanand Prabhu, you stay here, then listen. Prabhupada, I am very dirty. Yeah, no problem. Like that. So, then this Vishwambara Bhagatji, he became very close to Srila Prabhupada, and then he was a brahmachari, and then he was actually, helping Srila Prabhupada a lot. See, he is the one who helped purchase the land for Goshala, the Tapuriya house or whatever, and he helped Prabhupada a lot. So one day, Bhagatji invited all the devotees, Prabhupada and all the devotees, for lunch. At that time, Brahmananda Prabhu also was there. So they were taking prasad, and then they were giving hot chapatis from the stove, applying ghee and all that. So Brahmananda Prabhu was saying, Prabhupada wants chapatis, bring. So, then again and again he was telling, Prabhupada wants chapatis, you bring. Then Prabhupada says, if somebody is eating, other person is saying that, so and so wants chapatis or whatever, that means he wants. He said, I don't want chapatis. Then Bhagatji understood, he brought 10 chapatis. Prabhupada told Brahmananda, he said, Prabhupada, you wanted chapatis? No, he wanted chapatis. Prabhupada told Brahmananda, you have to eat all 10 chapatis. So he was so funny, he said, like that. So one day, in the Prabhupada's room, they were celebrating Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day. They were cooking very nice feast and all. So, meanwhile, Guru Kripa Maharaj told Prabhupada, I saw George Harrison and Ravi Shankar in Lohi Bazaar. Can I call them? Prabhupada said, yes, you call. So, I think that was at the time, by the time temple was over at the time. So, Guru Kripa Maharaj went and brought them in Riksha. George Harrison and... So Prabhupada is very fond of George Harrison. Then they came and he was carrying a bead bag and wearing a kurta and pajama and all that. So Prabhupada was very pleased to see George Harrison. And then everybody was sitting, and when George Harrison saw Yamuna Mataji, he went, he rushed towards her. He hugged her and gave her a kiss on her cheek. And then everybody was wondering what Prabhupada would say. Yeah, that was a custom. But Prabhupada saw it and he didn't say anything. Then he made them sit. Then Prabhupada told him very interesting thing, that George, you were a demigod in your last life. You lived on heavenly planets in your last life. So now you took birth on this earthly planet. That is why you have got so much opulence. You surrender to Lord Chaitanya and then preach this Krishna consciousness to your followers. You have hundreds and thousands of followers. You have, by hook or crook, you make them Krishna conscious. Now you are George Harrison. How long you will remain George Harrison? Very soon you will be finished. You know, so please make use of your famous fame, you know, and to make people Krishna conscious. Then he told to Ravi Shankar also, because of your past, Prabhupada told that Ravi Shankar has practiced sitar for 7 lifetimes. That's why he was so expert in sitar playing, like that. Prabhupada told, you are also Ravi Shankar. How long you will be Ravi Shankar? You know, use your fame to make devotees of Krishna, like that he preached. Like that, then later on, actually Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, why didn't you give initiation to George Harrison? Prabhupada said, he is already initiated. That's why. Harrison means Hari's son. Hari's son. It is not required. Like that. So, he, later on, Guru Group Maharaj went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, it's very nice that, you know, you are saying, they are, you know, he is demigod and all. I didn't know. Actually, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. But I know that you are a pure devotee of the Lord. That's why I surrendered to you. But today, seeing your dealing with the George Harrison and Ravi Shankar, you know, my surrender to you, my love for you has increased many fold. Now I want to completely surrender to you. So Prabhupada said, what? Actually, you are so daring that, you know, you didn't care that both of them are so famous. So you did not, you know, cozy up to them. You did not flatter them. You just told them on their face that, you know, you are not, you know, for a long time, you are not going to be George Harrison. No, you are not going to be Ravi Shankar for a long time. You didn't ask anything from them. You just told, surrender to Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and preach Krishna consciousness. This, your behavior has just, you know, I'm very, you know, grateful to you that you have given me shelter. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada was like that. You know, even Alfred Bush Ford, he also met. Prabhupada said, oh, your grandson of Henry Ford. Now, where is Henry Ford? He asked him, where is Henry Ford? Like that. So, one more time, there was, they have performed a huge kirtan in Prabhupada's room. You know, Prabhupada's room. And all the Vaishnavas, sannyasis and all, they danced and danced, and even Srila Prabhupada also danced so much. After the kirtan was over, everybody left. And then these two devotees are left out. There is one devotee, Charanarvindam and Gunanna Prabhu. Prabhupada told Charanarvindam, Charanarvindam, please, can you clean the dust from these daris? Dirt. Prabhupada told dirt. Can you clean the dirt from the daris? Charanarvindam told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, that is not dirt. That is the dust of lotus feet of Vaishnavas. And Gunanna Prabhu looked at Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what is he going to say? Then Prabhupada was very pleased. Oh! Say, Gunanava, you heard this? Charanarvindam is saying that this is not dirt. This is the dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Like that, 3 times he told it. Prabhupada told 3 times. Have you heard? Charanarvindam thinks that this is not dirt. You know, dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. Prabhupada told, okay, whatever it is still dirt. Please clean it. One more time, when Prabhupada was coming in the winter season, they thought European style fireplace they have built, you know, in his room, so that in winter season Prabhupada would feel heat, you know, they would fire, you know, lit the fire so that Prabhupada will feel the warm, like that. So Prabhupada was there and all, and it was a little bit damp and all, the place was not fully finished. They put the daris and all. Then Prabhupada was, you know, so they put some wood and all, and they lit the fire. And the fire was blazing. As soon as the fire was blazing, so hundreds and thousands of insects came, fireflies. You know, they all around. And Prabhupada was very irritated. Somebody wanted to get out of the room, and they tried to put up the fire. Then later, after they put up the fire, Prabhupada called Gunanava and Sarabi and all. Right? It is very nice that, you know, you have so much love for me, you want to please me, then you want to make me comfortable. But you must know, in India, we use the wood for cooking. For winter, we just put a sweater and that's all. Don't do all these things again. Because, you know, all these insects and all, they were lying dead. Because as soon as they felt the heat, they came back to life. And all our, you know, fireflies. We had experience in Kanainatchala once we went. Long back we went. At that time there was no power actually in Kanainatchala. Only we, in our temple they had little bit power through generator and all. And they said, you know, we are going to charge you more. Then they said, better you don't have any light and all. And then we all said, you know, we are without fan, without light, how are you going to do? So, we did not listen. Then we lighted up. Then all the room is full of insects. So, we just could not sleep only. Like that. So, in a forest area, it's like that only. Like that. Later on, so Gunanand Prabhu was explaining that Prabhupada wanted a Goshala to be built in Vrindavan. Said because Prabhupada was saying that devotees should drink milk, because that time in Vrindavan milk means a mixture of water and buffalo milk and little cow milk and all that. So Prabhupada wanted Vrindavan means Krishna Balaram going for a cowherding, taking care of the cows. We should be able to feed Krishna Balaram very nice milk. We should be able to feed all the devotees, because they are falling sick. They should get nice milk. Like that. So that time they didn't have any money and all. So he had one very expensive Seiko watch. That time Rolex and Seiko, they are very famous companies like that. So every time he would go and meet somebody, some Indian or the other would ask, how much you want for the Seiko watch? Like that. So everybody is eyes on that watch. He said, what am I doing with this watch? He said. Then he and Bhagatji went to Govardhan and they exchanged, they have auctioned, because there is auctioning of cows, and they brought two cows, Haryanvi cows. That's how Goshala has started. So he gave the Seiko watch and then he got those Haryanvi cows. These Haryanvi cows, they are very sturdy and robust, and they can take withstand the weather conditions, too much heat, too much cold. But their milk yield was very less. Right. So they started with the two cows there, and then of course that Goshala land came and all that. Then Prabhupada told, he was very expert, Gunanand Prabhu. He went to nearby Agra, military Goshalas, and then from them he learned how to cross breed. They got Jersey cows and some European cows, who are giving lot of milk, So later on, he learned how to cross breed with this Haryanvi cow. Haryanvi cow, the cow with sturdiness of a Haryanvi cow and with big udders of Jersey cow or a European cow, which is giving, lot of milk, like that. So Prabhupada is very pleased with him. Prabhupada said, that time Prabhupada told that, it is more important to worship cows than the deities, he told. So, Prabhupada, that was the context. So, it's not that, we will start worshipping the cows and, we will neglect deity worship. But at that time, to give like that. So, they were bringing cows in Vrindavan temple and worshipping cows and all. So one day Prabhupada called Gunanand Prabhu and asked him, can you bring a black cow where there is not even a spot of whiteness or brownness? Complete black cow. So with the help of Bhagatji, Gunanand Prabhu, he searched and then he brought a black cow. So it was she was tied outside of Prabhupada's house. And they were feeding them very nice, luxurious green grass. Not only that, they were taking care of the cows so nicely, it seems, that they have got prize, number one, first prize in whole of Agra and Madura district for best kept Goshala. Like that. So that milk was being given to Prabhupada every day. So in his last days, when Prabhupada was not eating anything, he was only drinking that milk from that black cow. So then last days, when they were arranging kirtan, Prabhupada, they were advised to lead a very soft kirtan with hand symbols, not even kartal, softly. Hare Krishna, like that. So, he was leading kirtan, and then Prabhupada was, Gunanda Prabhu was feeling ecstasy, thinking of all the pastimes he had with Prabhupada and all. Then he could not control himself. Then he started shouting loudly, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And everybody was looking at him, why are you shouting? Prabhupada won't like. Then Prabhupada opened his eyes. Then he saw Gunanda Prabhu. Then he touched his hands, said, thank you very much. You have, by your grace, Prabhupada told, by your grace, I am alive now. So, Gunanda Prabhu said, why are you saying that, Prabhupada? Yes, you took so much pain and brought that black cow. And because I am drinking the milk from that black cow, I am alive today. So, 3-4 times he told Gunanda Prabhu, said, by your blessings, by your grace, I am alive today. Then Gunanda Prabhu started crying, said, Prabhupada, by your grace, I was able to live in Vrindavan. So I am very thankful to you. Like that. So Prabhupada was, so that was Goshala pastime. Like that. So once, Prabhupada told Gunanda Prabhu, I want somebody to cook kachoris for me. Prabhupada said, this is the one reason I want to go back quickly to Golok Vrindavan, because I want to taste kachoris cooked by Srimati Radharani. Like that. So Prabhupada, even Brahmananda Prabhu, Gargamuni Prabhu, they were all saying that first time Prabhupada cooked kachoris, when Prabhupada fed them with his own hands, kachoris, they felt as if they are eating nectar. And then a long time back, 15 years back, when I used to do a Friday program once, Brahmananda Prabhu was giving lecture. Then Brahmananda Prabhu started crying. Said, that nectar, I still can't forget that nectar. Kachoris cooked by Srila Prabhupada. Like that. Then he told, there is one Mataji Kishori, said, you tell her to cook, because she was very good in cooking kachoris. Like that. So Prabhupada, she would cook. Prabhupada told, the doctors and all, they would tell Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you can't eat fatty food, fried foodstuffs and all. But Prabhupada is not the one, who cares for all these things. Once when Prabhupada went back from India to America, Malati Mataji, Govindadasi, and all, they have formed a committee, a diet committee for Prabhupada. And then they were cooking all, boiled sabjis and all, salads, boiled sabjis. Then once Prabhupada was so fed up, said, these boiled sabjis and all are meant for animals. let this diet committee go to hell. what's her name? Palika Mataji. Harikeshma. They were saying, once Prabhupada was there, so Palika Mataji was there. Palika Mataji was a very good cook. Prabhupada, oh Palika, you are here? Cook for me today. Right? So all these Harishwari Prabhu and all, they have advised, Prabhupada is not eating anything. Just don't cook your regular feast for Prabhupada. Just cook some, light stuff and all. Right? But Palika Mataji and all, they are very close to Prabhupada. Palika Mataji knows, you know, Prabhupada likes all this stuff. So she cooked very elaborate feast. Kachoris, puris, halwa, paneer sabji. Right? Then Harishwari and all, they are aghast. What have you done? Prabhupada won't eat anything now. What will he eat? So, you don't worry. Then she served. Then came back, entire plate was empty. Prabhupada ate each and every grain. Then, Palika Mataji was very happy. Prabhupada, they said you are not eating anything. They told me to cook boiled sabjis and all. Prabhupada said, because I have not eaten anything, because they did not know how to cook. I was adjusting, but when I saw you, right? Prabhupada was very fond of prasad, you know. One more time somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, the pure devotees, do they feel anxiety? Prabhupada said, no, pure devotees don't feel any so much anxiety. Then Prabhupada said, but I have one anxiety. Then the disciple asked, what is it? Just now you said no anxiety, but what is your anxiety? I want to know what is there in Krishna Balaram's lunchbox today. I am very anxious to eat sandesh cooked by Mother Yashoda. Like that. Then Prabhupada said, the destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees is to join the picnic party of Krishna Balaram. Hare Krishna. So once Prabhupada called Gunanam Prabhu, said, I want you to build Gurukul now. Please collect some money. What should I do, Prabhupada? Where do you collect? He said, go to Middle East and collect Lakshmi from there. Okay, Prabhupada. He was wondering, how will I go? You know, like that. And then Prabhupada told him, not only you collect money, you bring some boys also. Middle East to join in our Gurukul. Prabhupada, they are all Muslims. Prabhupada called him, I will teach you how to preach to Muslims. Yes. Prabhupada told, do you think Muslims, they will not become old? They will not suffer from disease? They will not suffer from old age? They will not die? They will not take birth again? So this Bhagavad Gita is meant for all humanity. Whoever is suffering from this four like this you preach. Like that. So they would go, ask people, we are Bangladesh, people are displaced, if we want to help. Like that. So they were collecting a lot of money. So one day they went to one man. He was some mafia or somebody. People are coming, giving them in packet, and he would open a safe box, put it there, and they would go. They would like that. They were wondering, you know, what we are doing here. You know, some mafia, looks like a mafia man, right? Then he asked, what are you doing? Then they all preached. Then he said, what do you want? So we are collecting for Bangladesh. I think you are Hindus. No, we are from UK, we are not Hindus. Then he said, come and eat with me today evening. Then I will know you are Hindu or not. So they were very scared, and they didn't go only. So later on he was explaining to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, why you should have gone to dine with him? Why you didn't go? Like that. So Prabhupada, I failed you because I could not make any devotees and bring as Gurukul boys. So that was a trick, it seems. If you go and give any excuse with Prabhupada, Prabhupada will become more and more angry. But if you go and agree, Prabhupada, I failed, I am a fool, you know, then he would cool down. He said, okay, you tried, you know, no problem. Like that. So Prabhupada Prabhupada was he was saying that Prabhupada was not so much worried about people in the, devotees indulging in sex life and all. Because he said it is like a cold, sneezing and all. It will go and go away. But still Prabhupada said, don't engage in the illicit sexual activities because you will not make spiritual advancement. But it's not such a big problem. But what Prabhupada was very, very serious about was that philosophical deviation. So he would not tolerate if anybody preaches anything outside Krishna consciousness philosophy. He was very, very strict. So he was narrating two incidents. Pradyumna Prabhu became friendly with one devotee in Radha Gopinath temple or somewhere. So he was giving, he was sharing ideas and all. So Pradyumna Prabhu was giving Prabhupada books to read, for him reading. Then he was a big Sanskrit scholar and all that. Then Prabhupada, then he would read Prabhupada books and find faults, you know, faults means he should not have written like this, he should not have written like this, he should not have written like this. And then when Prabhupada came to know, he was so furious. Then he chastised Pradyumna Prabhu very heavily. Said, go right now and bring back all the books from him. Like that. Another time, there was a devotee Nithai Prabhu. He was given the responsibility to prepare curriculum for Gurukul. Then he prepared some curriculum which Prabhupada did not like. So Prabhupada chastised him very heavily that you rascal, you are in Maya. You know, so many months you have spent, you cannot even prepare a proper curriculum. You don't know what I want, because he added all the, now of course they are doing it. You know, he added, you know, playing football, teaching all nonsense, you know, science and all that. So now they are doing it in Vrindavan Gurukul. So Prabhupada chastised him, why, you know, Vrindavan devotees, why they should play football? You know, basketball and all. He chastised them heavily. You know, a simple Krishna consciousness, you should teach them. You know, Gurukul, like that. So, Prabhupada chastised him. Then, instead of begging forgiveness, Nithai Prabhu also became angry. And then, yes, Prabhupada, I'm in Maya. I should not have done all these things. Like that, he told and went back. Later on, one day, next day he came, and he said, Prabhupada, give me your blessings that I can find a bona fide spiritual master. And everybody was struck. Prabhupada was so furious. He said, yes, I am giving you blessing that you will never find a spiritual master. So he went back, and then Bhagatji said, Prabhupada, don't be angry, I'll bring him back. Prabhupada said, no, let him go. Then later on he was telling to Brahmananda Prabhu, just see, he says that I am not a bona fide spiritual master. And then he is asking me blessings to find a bona fide spiritual master. How it is, rascal. Like that. So, once Guru Krupa Maharaj, he was going around and they collected a lot of money. He was very expert in collecting money. He collected a lot of money because he wanted to come to India and be with Prabhupada. Right? Because at that time, whoever is in India, they are getting very lot of association with Prabhupada. So he said, come back. So he came. Then he went to Bangalore, Udipi and all that. So he went to Udipi. There, Pejavar Mutt Swami, he was giving, they were having jandis and all, these two devotees, Yashodanandan and then Guru Krupa. So they were sitting in the end, at the end, and hearing him speak. So he had some Talapatra Grandhas, and from there he was speaking. Right? So after that, Guru lecture is over, Guru Maharaj raised his hand, said, what is the difference between Vishnu and Shiva? So he explained. Right? Then he asked, what is Yoga Dharma? He said, Harinam Sankirtan. Then why are you speaking from all those Talpatra Grandhas? You tell them to chant Hare Krishna. So he was just 22-year-old boy. Huh? Do you, then he's having an argument. Do you know Srimad Radharani is not mentioned in Bhagavatam? So he did not know what to say. But he told, her name may not be there, but Kali Yoga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna. You should simply tell people to chant Hare Krishna. What is all this? Later on, he went and met Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very pleased. Then he taught him how to defeat all these arguments. You know, why Srimad Radharani is not there, you know. Then he was arguing that Yoga Dharma is established by Lord Chaitanya. You know, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He said, that Pejavar Swami said, Lord Chaitanya is not God. He is only a devotee of God. Gaurukrupa Maharaj, whatever he knew, said, no, Mahaprabhu is God. Right? If the Prabhupada said, you know, if you know this one sentence, you will go back to Godhead. Yesterday I was reading Krishna book. Prabhupada said, Krishna is only worshipable Lord. Then we are all his servants. Prabhupada said, if you know this one sentence, you are a self-realized person. Everything else is ajnana. All these Mayavadis, you know, gobbling up our Sanskrit. Prabhupada told all these Mayavadis, they knew Sanskrit. You know, if you go to Shankaracharya Mutt, whether it is Shungeri or Kanchipuram, you know, Chandrasekharananda Saraswati, they would say, my father and all, they would say, he is walking God. You know, expert in Shadangas, you know. Prabhupada said, all these Mayavadi sannyasis, they are expert in Sanskrit, and they just speak something, you know, Sanskrit shlokas, they come out, and they knew Vedas and everything. Right? But they didn't know that Krishna is God. So that is why Prabhupada told that, you know, Bhajagovinda, Shankaracharya, their guru only told, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate, Samprapte Sannihita Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukrun Karane. He is telling his own disciples, followers, Buddhus, fools, you know, no use of learning all this Sanskrit and all. Right? Whatever. That's why Prabhupada said, you simply stand Govinda, Govinda. So Prabhupada is very pleased with Guru Maharaj. That I want to give you sannyas. Prabhupada, I am only 22-year-old, I don't know anything. No, I know. You are preaching so nicely, you know, arguing with Pejavar Swami. That is the Gavin Sanyas, 22 years old. Now, I will close the lecture by saying that how Guru, once he called Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, then he said, Guru Krupa, then he said this, you know, my Guru Maharaj program is preaching in the West. My program is building temples in Vrindavan, Mayapur and Mumbai and all of them. Make a whole India Krishna conscious. Like that. Please help me. Then Guru Maharaj said, no Prabhupada, I want to you collect money. You know, Prabhupada, no Prabhupada, I don't want to collect. I am so fed up. You know, in America, they don't hello me in the temple. You know, this Tamal is very envious of me. Prabhupada told, you don't like Tamal? No Prabhupada, I don't like Tamal. You don't like ISKCON? No Prabhupada, I don't like ISKCON. You like me? Prabhupada said, yes, I can do anything for you. Then I am only ISKCON. But I like you, Prabhupada. But these people, they are not doing what they want. If they are doing what you like, they follow your principles, then I will like ISKCON also. But I like only you, not ISKCON. Okay, Prabhupada said. Now onwards, you report to me directly. You work under me directly. He said, don't worry about, don't fight with Tamal and all. Don't have anything to do with Tamal. Then Prabhupada told, Prabhupada, then he collect money from Navan temple. Prabhupada, why did you give sannyas? Then, you know, if you are asking me to collect money, you know. Then he said, anasitah karmaphalam, karyam karma karotiyah. You know, he quoted, you know, 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Said, you know, this is sannyas, not simply cloth and all. You know, working for Krishna without attachment. You work, get money and give it to Krishna. That is real sannyas. Then another time he said, Prabhupada, because by the time in America he collected a lot of money and gave it to Prabhupada. You know, and Prabhupada, do you know how many hours I used to work to collect that money? 18 hours I used to work to collect that money. You know, so once in a FBI people, they came and they are all, you know, wearing wigs and all, with the guns and all, hands up, you know, hands on the walls, all that stuff. Then open the safe box, like that. And he said, Guru Prabhupada was saying, no, I am not going to open the safe box. We will shoot you and all that. Meanwhile, that FBI headman came. Oh, these are Hare Krishna, they are harmless, leave them. So they were collecting a lot of money. And Prabhupada said, our job is 24 hours, no? You are saying only 18 hours. Every argument, you know. Then Prabhupada said, I want to translate Bhagavatam, but I want $60,000 every month. You know, my head becomes hot, and these devotees from America and all, they don't want to listen to their spiritual master. They won't give money. Charu or somebody, he's collecting $50,000 every month. He won't give a single paisa to me. You know, so please help me. So when Guru Maharaj heard this, he just got tears in his eyes. Then actually he went full-fledged with so many arguments to not to surrender to Prabhupada, and you know, how to convince him that I will stay in Vrindavan and all that. Then he just melted and said, yes Prabhupada, I am surrendering to you. So don't worry, you just translate Bhagavatam. You know, I will collect $60,000 I will give you every month. Yeah? Then he decided to go to Japan. Prabhupada said, in Japan, they only want money, what you will do there? Then Guru Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, that I also want that only. Money. Good. Then they went. And then they were collecting first month $58,000, second month $60,000, third month $86,000, fourth month, like that, in whole $700,000 he gave it to him, Prabhupada. And then Surabhi and all, they are very happy, contractors are very happy, because once money is not there, you know, materials are lying, and you lose workers, you know, if you are not paying them, then again getting workers is very difficult, but if you are giving them money, like that. Prabhupada is very happy. So one day, he embraced him. Then he said, because they had gone through a lot of trouble in Japan collecting money, you know, because police are always chasing him, chasing them and all that. So, like that. So, I'll close the lecture by saying one very nice pastime. That once, Prabhupada was sitting with so many devotees in his quarters, then Prabhupada sang Jai Radha Madhava, and all the devotees, they were actually, expecting that Prabhupada would speak one very nice pastimes and all that. And then Prabhupada stopped Jai Radha Madhava, then he said, Trivikram, you speak. Then he is completely, you know, speaking in front of the spiritual master, and suddenly, you know, then his mouth became dry, you know, like Arjuna. Nayosya iti govindam, uktva tishnum babuvaha. You know, I shall not fight. You know, my senses became dried up. His senses became dried up. His mouth became dried up. Then he started shivering. And then Gunanda Prabhu was thinking, oh, it's not me. I wish Prabhupada won't ask me and all that. So Tripa Maharaj got up, said, he started speaking, stuttering, trying to collect his thoughts, mumbling and like that. So like that 20 minutes, he spoke something, and then Prabhupada was looking at him. He said, okay, any questions? So, since Prabhupada was so pleased with him, he went across, then he embraced Trivikram Maharaj, it seems, very hard, and almost for 1 minute. And then everybody, then that time he was thinking, oh, why Prabhupada didn't ask me? So Prabhupada wanted that all the disciples to work hard and try to please him. You know, it doesn't matter what is the result, but like that. Hare Krishna, Dhanyavad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.